This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another measure that awaits the governor's signature.
Senate Bill 754, 746, 788.
Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 17th, perfected on February 27th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 7th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 17th. Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville is the sponsor. When his proposal first came to the floor of the Missouri Senate for discussion on February 26th, he told colleagues some changes had been added.
This piece of legislation is a repackaging of a bill that was filed last year as Senate Bill 189. That bill was TAFP'd by the Senate, and it was vetoed by the governor on some very specific grounds. Each of the grounds in the governor's veto message have been addressed in the modified language.
When discussion resumed the following day, Senator Brian Williams of University City talked about overall crime.
There's been a consistent conversation throughout the legislature about public safety. Most of those public safety issues have been solely around the fact that we have a serious problem when it comes to guns in the St. Louis region where you and I live and represent.
Senator Lukemire says another aspect of this legislation is called Valentine's Law.
This is actually named after a St. Louis County police officer who was killed during a high-speed pursuit. The law creates a separate crime for fleeing from law enforcement. We know when suspects flee from law enforcement, it creates an undue risk not only to the officer who's pursuing the defendant, but also to the public at large. Oftentimes, there are car accidents.
This piece of Senate Bill 754 et al. Comes from Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County, along with her Senate Bill 1070.
Within Senate Bill 754 is Valentine's Law and also the Stop Cyberstalking and Harassment Task Force.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe says another addition is known as Blair's Law,
which specifies that a person commits the offense of unlawful discharge of a firearm if he or she recklessly discharges a firearm within or into the limits of a municipality.
Much like the majority of the bills that were sent to the executive branch this year, Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861 has not yet seen further action taken. The governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without his signature. So far, the governor has only signed 7 of the 49 pieces of legislation that saw success this year. The deadline is sooner for appropriations measures. Missouri's next fiscal year will start on July 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.bo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.